Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
My heart, find my ring.
Welcome to Prayer Works Ministry. We're going to have opening prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. I don't know if Jack is
connected. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we thank you for this day, and we come before you and before your presence in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will touch and bless us, and that you will have your way on this broadcast. Let us soul be blessed today, O Lord. Have mercy today, O Lord. We know thou art a merciful God. We know you can do everything. You know every situation. You know what we're going through. And you know how to deliver. In the name of Jesus, we're trusting you today and taking you at your word. We pray that you will have your way through the word of God on this broadcast. blessed today, O Lord. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover, bind the works of Satan, and cast them out. Everything that seeks to hinder from your doing your will, we pray that you bind that spirit, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless us right now, Lord. Touch while we are praying, O Lord. Draw us closer to you. In the name of Jesus, help us to continue in prayer, O Lord. And help us to pray, Lord, as never before, praying until we hear from heaven, praying until you send deliverance, praying until you move in our behalf. I know you can do it, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord, while
right
we're
now.
Waiting, Lord. So, Lord, make ways out of no way. Open up doors for us, O Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray that you look on the souls of men. We pray that you will touch right now. Change the minds, oh, Lord. Give people a mind to serve you, a mind to want to live for you and do that which is right and pleasing in thy sight. We know you're able today, oh, Lord. We are taking you at your word. We pray that you continue to touch right now, oh, Lord. Somebody
right
needs healing, and we know that thou art a healer. I pray that you look on Elvis Smith, touch him right now, O Lord.
Touch
heal
him right
his
now.
Body, O Lord. Raise him up, O Lord, that he may do your will. Help him, O Lord, to continue to trust in you and take you at your word. Look on Deacon Tanner, O Lord. Continue to heal his body. Increase his faith, O Lord. Help him look to you, Lord. Help today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bind Satan and his work. He's seeking to hinder, oh, Lord. But we know you got all power in your hand. We know thou art a deliverer today. I pray that you look on all of the souls, all of those that are requesting prayer, and every name that is listed on the prayer list. Touch right now, Lord. Send deliverance to the souls. Send healing, oh, Lord. We know thou art a healer. Deliver, Lord Jesus. Save, Lord. Have mercy today, oh, Lord. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody to surrender their lives to you and to give their all to you. In the name of Jesus, take control tonight, oh, Lord. Meet us here tonight, Lord. Help us to praise thy name. Help us to be thankful unto you and bless your holy name, Lord. We thank you today, Lord.
Thank
you for the great work that
you've
done.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We
thank
you for the sacrifice that you gave, Lord. We thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because you gave your life. Thank you because you've risen again. We thank you because you gave us life, oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your many mercies. Thank you for your love. Help us, oh, Lord. Help us to go through, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us to give praises to thy name, for thou art so worthy. We thank you for what you've done for us. We thank you, oh, Lord. Thank you for your sacrifice
thank
of love. Help us, oh, Lord. Help us to love one another. And if there be any bitterness in us, we ask that you take it out of us. And help us, oh, Lord. Help
thank
us
you.
That we might be upright before you, speaking the truth in our hearts. Help us to draw closer to you. We need a closer walk. Help us to consecrate ourselves, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus.
Help us.
In the
help
name
us.
Of Jesus, sanctify us the more. Sanctify us, oh, Lord. Cleanse us, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want to be holy. We want to be pure before you, not having spot nor wrinkle nor any such blemish, Lord. Take it away, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to serve you and to live for you in the beauty of holiness. Help us to go through, Lord. Help your people today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for prayer, Lord. We
thank you
for leading us today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. thank you right now, Lord. You've been so good to us. You've been so merciful. We don't deserve your mercy. We don't deserve your goodness. But
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for all that you've done
thank
for
you,
us.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for continuing to make the way for us. We thank you, Lord. Oh,
thank you,
glory
Jesus.
To your name, Jesus. Help us today, Lord. Help us to go through. Help us to stand, oh, Lord. Help us to endure, Lord. Take us through every test and every trial. Help us, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we are looking to you today, oh, Lord. The author and the finisher of our faith, the beginning and the end. Pray that you continue to go with us and that you will stand by us. And bless and keep us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. Thank God for his touch. And good evening, and God bless you all if you're just tuning in. You are listening to Prayer Works Ministry, a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and the promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We do believe in praying to God for all. You can be blessed, delivered, healed, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. We invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God tonight. And right now, we're going to read our opening scripture taken from the 87th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 87th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre, and with Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people, that this man was born there, Selah. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee." Thank God for his word, the 87th number of Psalm, the first throughout the seventh verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into Prayer Works Ministry. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 563-999-3634, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com, /Prayer Works Ministry. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27147, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you are clergy and you're feeling bold and you want to have remarks after the word, or if you have a testimony you'd like to tell, song you'd like to sing, an encouraging word you'd like to share, feel free to give us a call. Call in and be live on the broadcast at 551-241-6677. And if you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Mabel Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Sheila Hameen at 605-373-5995. That access code is 565-2166. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. Where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631.
Ministry Emmanuel Hoogs teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list. And I did hear Evangelist Maybell mention Elder Otis Smith, so we want to keep him in prayer. Pray for Deacon Roger Tanner, for Andrea, the bereaved Ingram Soul family, the bereaved Harrell family, Sean Howard and his mother, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, W.L. and the bereaved Turner family, the bereaved Edmond family, Mrs. Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, Katrina Jones, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, all of the bereaved families, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to ask if Evangelist Maybell wouldn't mind just coming back and giving some words of encouragement and introducing our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist Maybell.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for this broadcast. And thus far, we thank God for the prayer and for the scripture reading, a song that was read about the foundation of God's holy mountain. Praise
yes.
God. The Lord bless us. I tell you, we will have a song in our heart. We will have praises. And
Amen.
We can sing a new song unto the Lord. The devil doesn't want us to sing. He doesn't want us to praise God. He wants us to walk around with our head hung down and
mm-hmm.
worrying about what we're going through. But I'm telling you today, you don't have to worry about what you're going through. Because
Amen.
Even our brethren in the world, they are going through things. But the difference is that the people of God, we have Christ in our lives. So
Amen.
Even though we're going through tests and trials and being tried, we have someone that we can go to, we can pray to, and that is Jesus. There was a time when I was in the world, and I was walking around sad with my head hung down and going through so many tests and trials and the devil telling me, you might as well go ahead and end your life. But that is not the way out. And I'm glad
no,
I found the right way. I'm glad I didn't go the way the devil wanted me to go.
Yeah.
But I thank God. You don't have to give in to the devil. You don't have to end your life. You can turn it over to Jesus. And he can work it out. You may not see the deliverance, but if you take God at his word and trust him, God will bring you out all right. And I thank God today. I just want to encourage you to look to the Lord. Continue to look to the Lord and trust in him, because God's got a way and he's got a plan. He can work the situation out. I don't care how hard it seems or how the devil tries you, you can get through it with the help of the Lord. So
Amen.
Be encouraged today, all of the listeners, look to the Lord. And at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour who's going to bring us the word, and we want you to prepare your heart to hear what thus saith the Lord. And the word of God will be coming from Evangelist Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple Church. So let us put our minds on the Lord as she comes forth.
Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your name. Lord, we call on
yes.
you now to minister unto us, O God. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Speak to our minds.
Yes.
O God, you know the things that we need. We ask, Lord, that you will send forth your word, that you will have
yes.
your word. And let your will be done. We believe it right now, O God, and we count it done. We thank you for it. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I do honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank God for the beautiful prayer that was prayed and those beautiful words of encouragement, for the opening scripture,
yes.
for everything that's been said and done that's thus far. Praise the Lord, and I thank God for even for this time of year, how it is
yes.
memoration of the resurrection
yes.
of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And without further ado, let us prepare now to go to the Word of God. If you have your Bibles and you want to read along, I'll be reading from St. Mark, the 14th chapter, starting with verse 26 to 31, King James Version. St. Mark 14, 26 reads, "And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And Jesus saith unto them all, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. But he spake the more vehemently, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also said they all." And I just want to stop here. I do have other scriptures I want to get to, but I'll begin here in the book of St. Mark. And tonight, the thought I'd like to leave with you is in the form of a question. And that question is, will you keep the faith? Will you keep the faith? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In this passage, we understand that it was leading up to the time of the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes, they had sought how they could kill Jesus, but they didn't want to do it around the time of the Passover because they were afraid of the people. They didn't want to cause an uproar. So they were trying to figure out how they could get to Jesus. And just before this time, Judas, he had conspired with them. And this is where I want to go, to St. Luke. St. Luke, the 22nd chapter, starting with verse 1 through 6. "Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. So he went undercover, more or less, away from the multitude, away in a secret place, and began to conspire, or rather, commune with the chief priests and the captains how he might betray Jesus. And Jesus had told them all that they would be offended. And just before this betrayal, they were going to have what's called, or what we refer to as, the Last Supper. And that is the supper before Jesus was crucified on the cross. Praise the Lord. And so Jesus, he began to explain these things to them. Seems like they were happy. They had sung this hymn, and they went to the Mount of Olives. But what Jesus said to them made them question what was going on. And this is when Peter thought that he would not deny the Lord after Jesus told him that they all would be offended. You know, but Peter, he was the one that would take that stand. He would speak out boldly. And he said, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. I won't be offended. No, I'm not going to deny you. But Jesus
yes.
already knew what was going to happen. He knew.
Amen.
And he told Peter before it happened. He let him know that he was going to deny him three times before the cock could crow two times. He will have denied Jesus three times. And so he was trying to convince everyone, even himself, especially Jesus, by speaking more vehemently, like, no way, I'm not, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee anywise. And so all the other disciples said the same thing. They felt like they would not deny Jesus. But, you know, we have to make sure that we know who our Savior is and that
yes.
our Redeemer lives. No matter what situation we're going through, no matter what rise up in our lives, we have to keep the faith and not be moved by the things
Amen.
That are going on around us. And Jesus was trying to prepare his disciples to let them know about the things he had to suffer and what they could expect. You know, but they thought they had this ability to say no to offense. They thought that they were able to keep the faith in the face of adversity.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. But the Bible lets us know that everything Jesus told them, it came to pass, even
Amen.
As he said. So then Jesus, he began to let them know that this was going to be the last time that he would have the Passover with them before his crucifixion. And when I think about how Judas made this promise and how he sought an opportunity to betray Jesus to the chief priests and captains, they were glad that one of Jesus' disciples wanted to betray him. The
yeah.
devil had entered into Judas. And so he did all of this before the Last Supper. And then he went on back there just like he hadn't done anything. And he sat down at the table to break bread, right along with Jesus and all the other disciples. Praise the Lord. But Jesus knew that Judas would betray him. So I want to read down to verse 14. And when the hour was come, I'm in St. Luke 22, verse 14. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. So Judas was in the number. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. And verse 16, for I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly, the Son of Man goeth, as it was determined, But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. Praise the Lord. This was more like them searching in their own souls, doing a soul search to see if it were them who would betray the Lord. And
yes,
the warning that Jesus gave concerning the person that would betray him, we ought to do some soul searching and make sure that our anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Make sure that we are not moved from our place, that we are rooted and grounded, fixed and firm in the faith. Try. When Jesus was about to be crucified, the disciples' faith was tried, and they didn't pass the test, but they failed because Jesus had already told them that they would all be offended. And so they failed in that respect. Praise
yes,
the Lord. But prior to that, Jesus had already told Simon Peter that Satan desired to have him, that he may sift him as wheat. But
yes,
he let Peter know that he had prayed for him, that his faith
yes,
fail not. And he told Peter, when you are strengthened, hallelujah, or rather, when you are converted, strengthen
yes,
the brethren. Glory to
amen,
God. Hallelujah. The prayer that Jesus prayed was not just for Peter, but for all of us who would be his disciples. Glory to God. And that prayer is effectual and it's fervent. Amen. And it works. Glory, hallelujah. So
amen.
Peter might have failed this test, but he was converted and strengthened. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if we fall into diverse temptations, we can count it all joy. Glory, hallelujah. We don't have to stay down in the temptation. We don't have to wallow in the situation, but we can
amen,
get on back up and count it all joy and continue to trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. But we have to ask ourselves this question, will I keep the faith? Praise the Lord. If we are tried severely, if it seems like the trials just won't let up, like with Job, when things began to happen, everything happened all at once, back to back to back. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But he maintained his integrity, and he
yes,
kept on trusting in the Lord. He recognized that the Lord God giveth, and the Lord God taketh away. Hallelujah. And he began to bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to be able to take that stand and to have strength enough to bless the Lord at all times
mm-hmm,
and allow his praise to be continually in our mouths. As the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So when we're going through, and I know this was a difficult time for his disciples. This was very difficult. Praise the Lord. But Jesus prayed that their faith failed not. Glory to God. And that same prayer is working for the disciples, every born-again
amen,
believer this day, even now. And a lot of people have a misunderstanding of what this season represents. Praise the Lord. It represents the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is not dead, but he is alive. Glory to God. He rose on the third day with all power in his hand, with power in heaven and in the earth. He rose with that power. Praise be to God. And we can keep the faith. I encourage you tonight, don't give up, but keep looking to the Lord. Keep trusting in him. Amen. And don't let go of your faith, but keep the faith. Don't allow money to entice you like it did Judas. He was promised a certain amount of money if he would betray Jesus. He agreed to these things, and he promised that he would find a way to betray Jesus to those people. Oh, glory to God. But will you keep the faith? Will you deny the Lord in front of the world? Will you be ashamed of him? Ashamed to tell the world that you are a disciple of Jesus Christ? If so, then the Lord will also be ashamed of you. Glory be to God. And so tonight, let us be encouraged. And no matter how things look, no matter how difficult things may get, don't deny Jesus and don't give up the faith. Amen. But keep the faith. Keep your faith in the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for the word of God. And I just thank the Lord because he has done many great and mighty things through this ministry and continues to bless. And I know of a surety that prayer works. And this is something I'm striving to do even more of. Pray more. The more we pray, the closer we can get to the Lord, the more strength we will have. When the temptation comes, we will have enough strength not to yield to the temptation. Glory, hallelujah. And even Jesus was warning his disciples to be watchful, because we don't know the day or the hour when the Son of Man is going to appear in the cloud. So let's watch and let's pray and let's be ready when the Lord should call our name. At this time, we're giving the invitation to you to accept prayer. Anyone who desires to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, anyone who desires to follow Jesus, the invitation is to you. You can turn from your ways, repent, and ask God for forgiveness. Be so sorry that you never want to sin against God anymore. Praise the Lord and ask the Lord for forgiveness. Ask the Lord to come into your heart to save your soul. He will do it for you. Anyone sick, you can be healed tonight. If you're discouraged, you can be encouraged. If you're carrying heavy burdens, you can have your burdens lifted. Hallelujah. Whatever you need from the Lord, God's got it, and he's waiting to give it to you. Let us go to God in prayer. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you right now. We humble ourselves and ask for mercy. Lord, be merciful unto us. Look down on us with compassion. Oh, Lord, yes, God, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, Lord. Whatever is not right, oh God, or whatever it is that you're not pleased with, be merciful, Lord, and forgive us tonight and take it away from us, my God. Remove it, Lord Jesus. Take it out by the root in the name of Jesus, oh my God, and wash us. Clean us up, Lord God. Purify our hearts, Lord. Touch our minds and our souls, oh God. Work on us right now, my Lord. Take us in your hand, Lord God, and mold us, shape us, and form us into vessels of honor,
yes,
vessels
it,
that
Jesus.
Are pleasing unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray tonight that you will look on the sinner, Lord Jesus, that you will have mercy and forgive. Take away their sins, Lord, and
take
save
away,
their
Lord.
Souls. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, my God, and give them power to live right. Give them power to turn from the world. Have mercy, O Lord Jesus. We know you are able to do everything, and there's nothing too hard for you, O God. We're depending on you, Lord, and we're looking unto you right now. We call on you tonight, Lord, to make your holy visitation. Stop by here right now, Lord, while we're praying this prayer, my God, and work miracles, Lord. Work wonders, oh God. Loose the shackles tonight. Break every chain, my God. Destroy the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you're able, my God. Touch, Lord, heal, and make whole tonight. In the name of Jesus, go into the hospitals, Lord God, and in any facility where somebody is sick or afflicted, even in a house, Lord God. Stop by, Lord Jesus. Stop by, my God, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, heal, oh God, and work wonders right now. Lord, somebody who doesn't know you tonight is seeking to know who the true and living God is. Lord, make yourself known unto them. Reveal your power unto them, O God. Reveal your delivering power and your healing power, Lord. Let them know, God, that you're able to do everything, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord. Remember your people tonight, one by one, oh God, name by name. Bless us, Lord Jesus, with the blessing that we stand in need of. For, Lord, you made us, and you know everything about us. You know our thoughts afar off, oh God. You know the intents of our hearts, Lord. We want you to search us, oh God. Search us, Lord Jesus. You know when we're right, my God. You know when we're wrong. You know all things about us, Lord. We are asking you tonight, oh God, to be merciful unto us and to save us, Lord, to the uttermost in the name of Jesus. Lord God, keep us and preserve us. Lord, please help us. Keep our minds, Lord, focused on you. Help us, Lord, to set our affection on things above and not on things on the earth. Don't let us be distracted by the cares of this life, by the things that are going on in our lives or in our homes, oh God, on the job, in the school, or wherever we are, in the name of Jesus. We believe you tonight, my God. We are praying a special prayer for those on the prayer list, oh God, one by one and name by name. You have the power to do all things, Lord, to work a miracle, Lord Jesus. Lord, raise up the sick, Lord. Restore their health. And if they've committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven. For, Lord, we know that if any have sinned, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. We believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Savior. Have your way, my God. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name, my God. We believe that we have every petition we've asked in this prayer. Oh, blessed Savior, and the things that we didn't say, you know about it, Lord. We ask you to grant it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe it and we count it done, and we thank you tonight. We thank you for hearing our prayer, oh God.
Thank you for hearing.
We thank you for stopping by to see about us. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you for your healing power.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, Lord, for all that you've done, my God. We thank
you
for what you're doing right now. Hallelujah. We praise your name, oh God. We lift you up. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your touch tonight. We thank you, oh God, for lifting heavy burdens, for encouragement. We thank you, hallelujah, for increasing our faith. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Yes, Lord, thank you.
Lord.
We thank you for all things, Lord. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that. Anointed word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, asking the question, will you keep the faith? And thank God for that prayer and for God's touch and a prayer for the anointing. And during this time, this Good Friday and what's referred to as Holy Week, we are reminded of the sacrifice Jesus made to save us from our sins. But what will we do with this opportunity for salvation? Will we keep the faith? And how the disciples, they forsook Jesus and they fled, but they didn't have power. We have the power, but will we keep the faith? Powerful message. Thank God for the word of God coming through her. And it's something you want to say, keep on preaching the word of God. And I want to open up the line, any clergy that has remarks, if you want to share your remarks, feel free to call in. But I want to let Evangelist Maybell go ahead and have remarks first, and then any other clergy, you can certainly call in and do the same. God bless you, and it's me.
Great. So, Lord, beautiful, beautiful message
coming
through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. I tell you, I love to hear this message preached about Jesus, how he went up and sacrificed his life, glory to God, and gave us a chance that we could have life, glory to God. Lord, in his death and dying, we have life. And I thank God for it today. Thank God for the precious word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. I enjoyed the word. I enjoyed the prayer. I thank God because prayer changes things. No matter how the devil try you, if you could just pray, praise the Lord, God can fix it. And I thank the Lord. I'm encouraged through the word of God and through the prayer. And I'm asking those of you that can get a word of prayer through to continue to pray for me. And I'm saying to you, that I mean, just keep on preaching. Keep on doing what God has given you to do.
That's right.
Pray. God bless.
Amen. Thank God for those stirring remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. Any other clergy on the line at this time? Amen. And if not, we thank God for you anyway. I want to say to you, be encouraged and keep the faith. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you. And it's Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through both Evangelist May and Evangelist Khadijah. Just thank God for all the words of encouragement. I want to encourage you to just take the word of God in for yourself, you know, and do some soul searching. Just make sure that you hold on and don't let go of your faith. Amen. Praise God. We do thank the Lord for the broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast, and we ask that you will please continue to keep us in your prayers, and also please continue to pray for Deacon Tanner and also for Elder Otis Smith. Keep them in your prayers along with all others who are on the prayer list. And we thank you
once again for tuning in and for your continued support at this time. If there's nothing else, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. We are expected to be on our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. I know that's Easter Day, and a lot of people will probably be doing different things with their family and church and whatnot, but we will have a broadcast on for Sunday at 3:30 if it's the Lord's will. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Happy Easter to all.
This session is no longer being recorded.